Show Me the Science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to Show Me the Science. Now, this week, I've got what you might think is a gloomy topic, but it's extremely important, the science of extinction. Now, you may not realise this as you listen in, wherever you may be, but five times on Earth, all life almost became extinct. That's a rather sobering thought. And then guess what? Many people feel we're in the middle of the sixth great extinction, which I will come on to. So scientists have been, there's a specialty within science, actually, the science of extinction, if you can believe it. And the evidence, and of course, as anybody listens regularly, what is the evidence for things? There's loads of evidence for this. In the fossil record, mass numbers of species die, and you can see them in the fossils, you know. The most famous one that you would all have heard of is the dinosaurs. That nearly wiped out the entire entirety of life on Earth, that asteroid that hit. The dinosaurs were especially vulnerable to it, but still, that was a moment when all life on Earth almost became extinct. And this tells us something interesting about life. I think it's a random event. You are lucky to be here, so make the most of it, because we could be extinct for a start. And it goes all the way back, of course, to when life evolved, and now we know very strong science behind this that cannot be disputed. Life arose on Earth about 4 billion years ago. Now, the Earth formed 4.5 billion years ago, so it took 500 million years for the chemicals on Earth to get their act together and form the first living cell, a random event. That cell arose, and all life is descended from that cell. That cell used DNA as its genetic material, and we're all descended from that. And eventually, if you look at the history of life on Earth, you get to multicelled organisms. That's when cells clump together and begin to specialise. And then eventually you get to us after much effort. And we arose 300,000 years ago. The good analogy there is if life on Earth was 24 hours long, we arose around 3 minutes to midnight. We are newcomers to life on Earth. Now, given that that's the picture, through this huge amount of time, it's impossible for us to grasp time on this scale, hundreds of millions of years, isn't it? But that's the time frame we're talking about. It took hundreds of millions of years for all this evolution to happen and give rise to complex life. But during this time scale, beginning 4 billion years ago, five times, it was almost curtains for us as a species. And as I say, the evidence is mainly in the fossil record. The other evidence is geological. You'll see things in the rocks that are evidence for things going badly wrong. The big one I'll mention is iridium, which I will come on to in a minute. There's also, you can see things like what's called shocked quartz. There's a great phrase for you. Many of these extinction events, or two or three of them, were asteroids hitting the Earth. And that gave rise to compression of quartz, and you can see that in the fossil record as well. The other reason often is volcanic activity, and again you can see that in the rocks, that volcanoes erupted and deposited stuff all over the Earth in the rocks. So there's various types of evidence. The last piece of evidence is to do what I call isotopes. Some of the events, as I'll explain, were because oxygen levels fell. And they fell for various reasons, and much of life on Earth uses oxygen. So if oxygen goes, the life then becomes extinct. And again, you can see that in the rocks when oxygen levels had fallen for a period. And these are the kinds of things that scientists have used to prove, in a way, not fully prove is probably too strong a word, but certainly to give us loads of evidence that these extinction events happened, and there's a big consensus around them. Now, let's look at the five, right? So the first one was 444 million years ago. That's a long time ago, isn't it? This is the end of the Ordovician period. It's called the end Ordovician extinction. And guess what? 85% of life on Earth was wiped out. Now, at that time, get this, and I guess people might know this, we still lived in the seas. There was no land-dwelling life at all, because life began in the oceans, or probably in what's called a hydrothermal vent at the bottom of the oceans is the one place where life began. So all life was in the oceans at that time, and guess what? 85% was wiped out. Now, what was the reason for this? The evidence is there was an ice age. And of course, there have been these ice ages through history. The main cause of temperatures plummeting is the sun loses its power. And that seems to be a random event. So watch out. If the sun begins to go down, of course, that means things get colder. And this ice age, all the water froze, basically. And life could not survive under these frozen conditions. Now, luckily enough, if that had persisted, all life would have been wiped out. But eventually, the sun got its power back, because it's, again, it's sort of a cyclical thing. And then life began to come back again. But amazingly, 85% of life at the end Ordovician extinction event was wiped out. Now, our second one is called Late Devonian. Now, remember, these words, like Ordovician and Devonian, they were invented in the 19th century to describe different eras, mainly geological. So we use them to date rocks, but they're used in this context as well. And this one was around 375 million years ago, an asteroid hit the Earth. As I mentioned, the evidence is along the lines of, you know, quartz shocking and various isotopes and so on. So the asteroid hits, and that caused massive climate change. The reason for that is a huge amount of dust goes up, obscures the sun, and now the temperature begins to change. And in particular, plants are wiped out, and that meant oxygen levels fall, because plants are the source of oxygen. And now 75% of species are lost at that time, and 25% survive. That's the Late Devonian extinction event. Now, number three, they're coming hot and fast here. This is the End Permian event. And guess what they call this one? The Great Dying. This is the biggest one of them all. Great phrase, the Great Dying, I guess. It was 252 million years ago. And guess what? 96% of life on Earth is wiped out. Incredibly. Now, that's a huge amount of death happening all over the Earth because of these changes. And the reason for this, they think, was volcanoes. And there's evidence of massive volcanic disturbance. And again, remember, the Earth sort of geologically will have things like volcanoes and earthquakes randomly. And lo and behold, in Siberia, they think, massive number of volcanoes fire off. And that sends up a huge amount of dust into the air again. And then again, you get temperatures changing. In this case, strangely, the temperature went up. They don't quite know why the temperature rose. And again, you can see this in the fossil record, in the geological samples, that there was global warming effectively happened. And again, oxygen levels plummet because plants don't like this increased temperature. And of course, scientists are very interested in this one because we are now driving global warming. If you want to see the consequence of global warming, you look at the End Permian, the Great Dying event when nearly all life is wiped out. If we keep going the way we're going at global warming, we're heading in the same direction. So this is a very interesting period to examine in terms of the consequences of global warming. Now, 4% of life survives. And of course, we are descended from whatever it was that survived. It's interesting, this, if you look at the numbers more closely, mainly it was life in the ocean that died. The land dwellers were a bit more resistant to this event. And of course, we're descended from land dwelling creatures. Now, number four of the extinctions is the End Triassic. This now is another big one, 200 million years ago. Again, it was volcanic activity, they think, and 80% of species are lost in this event. And a big thing they've detected here is the oceans became very acidic. So whatever happened, suddenly the oceans become like an acid. And that kills life. We all know about bleach, kills all known germs dead. Life doesn't like acid conditions. And the life on Earth couldn't really cope with this increased acidification. Again, they think it was volcanic activity throwing loads of sulfur up, and then you get acid rain. And of course, we're driving climate change, is driving acid rain production anyway. So again, examining the End Triassic event is extremely informative for this. So here we have it. Acid life dies. 80% of species are lost. Now, what's interesting at this stage is, if you look at the type of living organisms on Earth, the dinosaurs are emerging and they survive this. And they begin to dominate. And that often happens with evolution. In other words, some species die off, leaving a gap for others to fill the niche, and they begin to evolve and develop. And now we see the rise of the dinosaurs beginning around about 200 million years ago. They're around already, but 80% of species dying. Dinosaurs survive and they begin to evolve even more. And now the Earth becomes dominated by dinosaurs. And of course, this is really fascinating to all of us. Kids love dinosaurs. We all have dinosaurs, don't we? When fossil hunters began digging out these dinosaur bones, their minds were blown. What are these massive creatures doing in the rocks was the question. And I've done a podcast on this before. They reckon the myth of dragons came from that, actually. In China, there were loads of dinosaur bones and the Chinese thought there must have been dragons, these massive creatures. But of course, we now know it's just another type of life on Earth. But the dinosaurs begin to dominate. And then we get number five, the one you all know about, the End Cretaceous extinction event 66 million years ago. It wipes out the dinosaurs. So even though they had dominated, we get a massive extinction event. 76% of all life on Earth is extinct, mainly dinosaurs. We see, of course, they begin to die off in their droves. Now, we know the reason for this. Partly because it's relatively recent, even though 66 million years ago seems like a long time ago. It's more recent than the other ones. This was a massive asteroid. It hit off the Yucatan Peninsula. They've even got the crater that dug out of the earth from it. It's called the Chicxulub crater. And this crater formed, all the dust goes in the air, and now we get all the plants dying off. And many dinosaurs were herbivores, so they've no food, and then they die off. The other dinosaurs are carnivores. They're preying on the herbivores, and they die off as well. So all the dinosaur extinctions begin to happen. The ones that survive of the dinosaurs become birds, interestingly. They're called avian dinosaurs. And so birds are descended from dinosaurs that survived this extinction event. And dinosaurs had feathers. Some of them could fly. And the evidence that, amazingly, these little tiny birds that we see flapping around, they are descended from dinosaurs, incredibly. And all the evidence, genetic and all sorts, supports that. So those are the ones, the last remnants, if you will, of the great age of dinosaurs. But more importantly, a tiny shrew-like mammal survives this extinction event. And guess what? We are descended from that. Our lineage goes back to a shrew-like creature that begins to sort of expand because dinosaurs die out. And the evidence for this is so strong. And of course, what that means is this. If that asteroid hadn't hit, we would not have evolved. That's the truth of the matter. So it's not a case of, you know, genesis here. This is hardcore science. Us humans are here purely by chance, purely by the fact an asteroid hit the Earth to kill dinosaurs to allow a tiny mammal to evolve into us. And we wouldn't be here if that event hadn't happened. And that is the fifth big extinction event. And of course, it's interesting, this one. What really got me was about this. I remember hearing this when I was in college, actually, the first time I came across this in my zoology lectures. The evidence for this was sketchy initially. People didn't really think it had happened, and how do you prove it and all this kind of thing. There's a layer of iridium all over the Earth that dates from then. Now, what is iridium? It's a really rare metal. And guess where you find iridium? On asteroids. So this is part of the evidence. The asteroid hits, it explodes into the air, and then the iridium showers down all over the Earth, a layer of iridium that can only really be explained by an asteroid hitting. And in the fossil record, the dinosaurs die out. Now, there's great science for you. You have two independent lines of evidence here. Then we love independent lines of evidence. One is iridium, the other is all the bones in the rocks that appeared, you know, around that time. So this is part of, there's more evidence than that even. But the evidence for this is really, really compelling. Now, they're the five extinction events. So remember, you're lucky to be here. Even though you have your day-to-day worries, as we all do, praise the fact that these extinction events happen because we evolved as a result of them. But secondly, of course, life is precious and fragile and could have got wiped out. Never forget that. And guess what? Many scientists now think we're just beginning the sixth great extinction event at the moment. Now, the evidence for this is species are dying off. And there's all these. Now, these extinction events, the ones I've been mentioning, they've probably happened over hundreds of thousands of years eventually. You know, there was a slow process. The dinosaur one might have been somewhat rapid, but it can happen slowly. And we think it's happening because lots of species are dying off. 40% of amphibians are threatened at the moment. Many bird species are becoming threatened as well and dying off. Certain insect species are dying off. And scientists are spotting this over the past, 50 years or so. So there's evidence now of extinctions happening within species on Earth already. And life is a web. It's a big network of things. And if you cut the cord somewhere, another piece might go down. And then this may set up a chain reaction event, you might call it. And eventually other life on Earth gets threatened as well. The example we have of the dinosaurs is a good one, you know. If the plants die off, the herbivores die off, and now the carnivores die off. There's a knock-on effect. So indicator species that are dying off could predict further problems. Now, of course, it's a bit hypothetical. It's not as if it's like the dinosaurs, but the evidence is growing that we are triggering another extinction event that may come. And the question will be, if you fast forward, 10 million years from now, the blink of an eye in the history of life on Earth, what life will have persisted? Much of it will be very different because there will be extinctions happening. And who knows what type of life there'll be on Earth in about 10 million years or whatever it might be. You never know. So it's a very dynamic process. There's no doubt that us humans are unlikely to be here in those few million years' time. There'll be some other species will have evolved. But still, it's something to think about in terms of this extinction because we have the power to stop the sixth extinction event. It's different from the other ones. Those were random. They were asteroids slamming into the Earth or volcanoes firing off. This is different. We're creating this extinction event. So it's up to us to decide what to do. Should we stop it? Of course we should, because the knock-on consequences could be very severe for us as a species. And that's why the study of past extinction events is very important because they inform us as to what's happening now that might have direct consequences for life on Earth. And wouldn't it be ridiculous if we, the smartest form of life that ever evolved, are responsible for wiping life out on Earth? That would be a shameful business, wouldn't it? Let's face it. So let's hope that doesn't happen. And it won't happen if we just listen to the scientists. So there you have it. That is the science of extinction. Thanks for listening as ever. And my podcast is a News Talk production, available wherever you get your podcasts.